The G20 will open its summit in one of the most beautiful spots in Pittsburgh, a huge glass-enclosed public garden that is a source of civic pride.
It's a very inspirational place, a very peaceful place, a very serene place.
Richard Piacentini is the executive director of Phipps Conservatory. He says Phipps was chosen for more than its beauty.
Well, we also think Phipps was selected because of what it represents. And I think it's a very good example of some of the things of the transformation that we're seeing take place in Pittsburgh right now.
They do not just grow plants at Phipps anymore. They grow innovation. The latest addition to Phipps, a tropical forest, is believed to be the most energy-efficient conservatory in the world. The unique design provides for natural heating and cooling, including a system of vents and underground pipes to bring in fresh air.
And it's like getting free air conditioning. It's not using any electricity, but it helps keep the cool space cooler.
The commitment to green technology is also evident in the city's convention center, the main summit venue, which has won awards for its environmentally friendly construction and design. All this is taking place in a city that was once a prime contributor to global warming. At the height of the steel industry, Pittsburgh was shrouded in industrial pollution. Longtime residents, like Joseph Sabino Mystic, say for years the only time you could see the sky was when the steelworkers were on strike.
I remember during the 1959 strike, I was 10 years old at the time, and I walked out onto the porch one day, and I started shouting for my grandmother to come out. When she got out, she said, "What's wrong?" I said, "The sky's blue." And she said, "Remember one thing, Josie, if there's no smoke in the sky, there's no bread on our table."
His family worked at the Edgar Thompson Steel Mill. It is still in operation, though in a scaled-down fashion, a part of the region's past that survives. Travel down the highway from the plant, and you run into the future. John Booker is the president of Solar Power Industries, a company that produces silicon ingots and solar panels.
There's over $100 million invested in this factory. And it's producing high-tech, high-volume solar cells.
Solar power is a growth industry in southwestern Pennsylvania. Booker says the region is going green.
In the old days, they said you couldn't even see in front of you, or if you had a white shirt, you'd have to change it by the time you got to the office. Nowadays, it's very clean, and I think that the new technologies are renewables and new types of technologies are what's driving the business here and keeping it alive.
The director of Phipps Conservatory says he hopes the G20 leaders are impressed with Pittsburgh's commitment to the environment and energy conservation.
I would like them to be inspired to see that this can be done, that we can live more sustainably on this planet.
It is a message that would have seemed out of place in the Pittsburgh of the past, but is right at home today. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, Pittsburgh.